The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So starting this morning's meditation with an image. And the image is that of taking a flat stone, kind of stone that you would maybe skip along the top of the surface of water. And you just kind of drop that stone into a pond, into a lake. And the stone just kind of falls down into the depths of the pond, into the depths of the lake, and settles in the bottom and rests there quietly. So that image for meditation practice, that we are settling ourselves and placing our attention within in a certain way, and letting it just settle, drop, and come to rest, settle down. And there's a way in which even if the attention is focused on sounds, the world around us for meditation, some people do that, there is a way in which the quality of attention, the source of attention, becomes intimate. We kind of drop within a certain way to a place, to a reservoir, to a lake, where attention can rest in a vast kind of spacious space, like a beautiful open lake. When I was a small child, 10 or 11, 12, I spent a lot of time at the seashore swimming, and I would love to dive deep, wasn't that deep, maybe 5, 6 feet, 7 feet deep into the water and to the bottom and turn around and look up. And it was so peaceful, and I would see the waves kind of going around up above me, but where I was, it was so peaceful and calm. So to find ourselves inward in a certain way, in that peaceful, calm place where awareness can be open to our experience. And so to assume a meditation posture and, you know, any posture will do that supports you to be alert. Sitting upright has some advantages and in terms of this image. Maybe it's a little bit easier to imagine this. The stone of awareness just dropping to some deep place inside when you're sitting. And then maybe you can let your gaze relax and focus downwards at about 45 degrees. Maybe the eyelids become kind of half closed and not really looking at anything in particular. Letting the eyes rest in their sockets. If it helps them relax, you can even imagine that your eyes are gently looking backwards or downwards into your body. And if it's nice for you, you can also close your eyes. And it's a ancient technique for getting settled is to take long, slow, deep breaths at the beginning. But deep breaths that are long breaths that are relaxed, easy, gentle, just far enough that there's no strain, or we don't get winded. And as you take the deep breaths in, to relax your torso, so your belly expands out, your chest expands outwards. There's even the back rib cage, you can maybe feel them expand as you breathe in. And then as you exhale, also a longish exhale. Relaxed, easy about it, but maybe longer than you normally would exhale, but not to the point of it being a strain. Just as long as it's comfortable. Deep in-breath, deep out-breath. At the beginning of a sitting, it's sometimes nice also with the long, deep breaths to take a few moments to pause at the end of the out-breath. However long these moments are comfortable for you, easy for you, without a strain, without getting agitated, but to pause in that quiet, in the way the body becomes still. And as the body becomes still and quiet, perhaps you can allow your thinking mind to also become quieter and stiller. Attuning yourself to the physical quiet, stillness. Like you're listening to a musical note someone is playing, and you tune your guitar to that note, tune your voice to that note. So you tune your mind to the quiet and stillness that's within. Then letting your breathing return to normal. On the exhale, relaxing the muscles of the face. On the exhale, softening, relaxing the shoulders. On the exhale, softening the belly. And then see if you can find within a still, quiet place, so any place in your body that you associate with stillness, quiet, peacefulness, or calm. Whether or not you feel it now, is there a place inside you associate with those states? And in a moment, I'll ask you to take a deep in-breath. And on the long exhale, imagine you're dropping a stone into a lake. And stone settles to the bottom. The same way, let your mind become quiet and settled, dropping it close to this place of quiet within. Resting in the inner stillness. So taking a deep breath, exhaling and dropping yourself into your body to that place of quiet and stillness, calm. And letting your breath return to normal. Relaxing on the exhale. Relaxing the thinking mind. And relax into the inner quiet of breathing in and out softly, gently. Then gently continue with your breathing. Perhaps if it's easy, breathing together with the inner quiet or stillness or peacefulness. And whenever you are exhaling, letting go of your thoughts. There's nothing you need to think about except staying close to the quiet stillness of breathing mindfully in your body. Every time you exhale, see if you can let go of your thoughts and let your attention drop, relax into a place of quiet stillness within, like a rock dropping into a lake. Relaxing your thinking mind on the exhale. And noticing, has there been any shift in your mind state from the beginning of the meditation to the end? The quality of your mind, or your mood, mental mood, or your mental attitude? Has anything shifted? And if it has, is there a new perspective that provides that is beneficial for you? And then as we come to the end of the sitting, just to turn your thoughts, your concerns, your vision out into the world around you. And is there some way that you can stay close to a quiet, still place within? Or whatever way that you benefited from the meditation, not to lose that, but to become aware, be reminded of the tremendous suffering in our world. The struggles of COVID and so many hospitals around the world, and so many bedsides. Challenges of fires and floods, hurricanes, heat, war, earthquakes. We live in a world where these are part of our world. And from our meditation, can we gaze upon it kindly? Can we gaze upon it with eyes that are supportive and inclined to help and to care, without becoming anxious, without becoming despondent? But from our meditation, to just say relaxed and simple, a kind of ease and simplicity of looking upon the suffering of the world. And then wishing that we as individuals and as a community and as a world can live for the welfare and happiness of the world. Can we contribute to it? May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free.